This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and right now we're talking with St. Mary's High School football coach Sean Driscoll, a longtime supporter of MSO News Sports. MSO News Sports. And Sean, first of all, welcome back, and I want to thank you for this longtime relationship. Appreciate it.
Yes, thanks. It's been great over the years. You guys do a good job promoting high school sports, so anything we can do to help.
Well, we love doing it. We love talking with you guys who know what you're doing, thank goodness. Now, I want to go back to preseason. And first of all, the season goes so fast. Back in August, it seems like this is forever. You blink your eye, the regular season is over. We're pushing toward Thanksgiving, and you know, the playoffs begin. But the Globe has a preview on you guys, and it said that one of your concerns was offensive and defensive line strength was experience. Now, looking at your scoring, just the points for and the points against for the last eight games, looks like your offensive and defensive lines have turned out okay.
Yeah, so it was something that we were obviously concerned. I think every coach is always concerned about their up front defense and offensive linemen. But going into the year, we had some concerns. And my biggest thing was how fast we can mature and get better before we get into the season, you know, and try to get better as the season went along. And that and those positions there. And I mean, in all positions, that's what you hope for as a coach. You improve each week. But I will say I'm happy for the work my guys are putting into it and getting better. And they're the strength of our team right now.
Let me ask you about the makeup of the team, especially the line. I want to talk about the line first. I don't think linemen ever get enough credit. And in reading the write-up in preseason, it looked like you had you were relying on quite a few underclassmen. But please tell me about your offensive and defensive linemen who you've relied on and who have maybe come along as you had hoped.
Yeah, so two seniors that are out this year have been with us since day one as they were freshmen. And, you know, some playing as sophomores and juniors a little bit. A lot of them played, you know, last year. But, Adrian Lule, okay, he's a senior. He's one of our leaders. He's a guard and a defensive lineman. Having a phenomenal year, and I'm so proud of him because the way he worked in the offseason and what he's getting done in school and the way things are going, he's really been the leader up front there and studies the game too as well, which is always a good thing. And then offensive line-wise, our center, another senior, has been with us from day one. He's worked really, really hard, came out for football, never really played before, but he's really having a nice year for us. It's Christian Mejia. Mm-hmm. He's doing a great job. He plays a little bit on defense as well, but his main thing is our anchor on our offensive line as far as offensive line play goes as a center.
What does it mean when you mention a kid, a high school player, studies the game? What does that mean, Coach?
Well, I think we put time in as coaches like every coach does. You know, everywhere there's time of year. And the kids have the opportunity to watch film and ask questions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, we've got a good group that's been doing that. So anytime you have that type of effort, it's good. It's good for your program. And I think it passes down from year to year. So but they're doing a nice job with that. And it's good that they come in knowing what we're looking for, and they have a better idea when they see it on the screen or they read about it in the reports that we give them. It's a good thing.
Do you guys have eyes in the building? Do you have coaches who are at St. Mary's?
Yeah, most of my coaches are actually in the building for the most part.
Oh, that helps.
Yes.
All right, let me ask about your skill players because you have some experience, even though the team is fairly young.
We're obviously going in. We liked our skill a lot. We've been rotating, you know, three backs, two sophomore backs with Maxwell Parent and Rowan Merriman. They were with us last year, played a little bit as freshmen. Maxwell's a great two-way player for us and is having a phenomenal year, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And offensively, he might not get as much credit as he deserved, but he's doing well in that running back spot, him and Rowan. And then I also have Dimitri, his senior this year, came on over into the school from last year. He came in, and he's having a great year on the back. He's our leading rusher right now, and he's doing a good job. But we've been able to rotate backs through games consistently,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's been a huge help for wear and tear. You know, you get into week eight, week nine, and the bumps and the bruises start maybe showing a little bit, and the grind starts getting to you. But we've been able to manage them pretty well, and it's been a great one-two, and we can say a three-punch, to be honest with you, because we don't miss a step rotating those guys through our offense.
I talk with Coach St. Pierre the other day about, and he mentioned not only physical fatigue at this time of year for kids, but also mental fatigue. And
Yeah.
I'm sure that with your experience, Coach, that's something that you're very wary of with these kids.
Well, we were actually talking about that today after practice as coaches as we met, saying, you know, you get into week 8, week 9, and things start to get monotonous, you know what I mean? It starts getting, you put your game plan in, you're doing the same stuff, where at the beginning of the year, you're still working on some basics and fundamentals, and you still do that stuff every day. It's just you change up, you cut down the time on that. You know, my theory is if they're not going to know it by now, they're never going to know it. With that said, we want to get a game plan, we want to get a good work in, and go back and, you know, watch some of the film of practice, see where we're at and who's doing what, and it's been good. It really has been good, and I'm proud of my young guys. We're still a fairly young football team, we're excited, obviously, about this week coming up and in the future.
All right. I haven't had a chance to talk with you, and I want to talk about the season because, again, you're quoted in the Globe as saying that over time you thought this team has a chance to be a pretty special group, and, boy, you ran off some big wins until you ran into Bishop Feehan. So tell me a little bit about the season, because it started with that close game against Swampscott, and you just...
Yeah, we had a very, very, you know, Swampscott's a great program and a good way to start your year off to really challenge yourself right away. You know, we squeaked out a one-point victory over there, and we learned from that one-point victory some of the mistakes that we made, that we could have made things a little bit easier on us, some stupid penalties, things like that. We had to get that kind of out of our system. I don't know in high school if you ever get it out of a kid's system, but it's little stuff that we're making into mistakes that were costing them that didn't have to happen. So getting through that. And then, you know, we get into week two. We're playing a Kip team across the street from our school in Lynn, and you know, kind of like the Lynn Bowl, and they're well coached over there, and they play hard and they're physical. And you know, we had a nice game there, and we were fortunate enough to get out of there with a win. So those first two games were absolutely huge for us. And unfortunately, like I say, it's worked out, knock on wood, now that we had week three was our bye week. You know, it was kind of early in the year. You want to probably have that a little bit later. And got into playing Arlington Catholic and Cardinal Spellman, Archbishop Williams, and we pretty much those games saw what we had for the ability, especially offensively, and the explosiveness we had playing those teams. And you know, some of those teams were a little young this year, lost some players from last year and went down, so we were a little concerned to try to measure where we were at based on what we were playing. And you know, that gets us into, you know, last week. You know, Feehan is a very good program at all phases of the game. They're very good. And we went down there, and it was a challenge for us. And I will say, watching some of the games they've played and what they've done to teams, and we were a little bit, oh, we'll see how it goes and hold our own. But the kids came down, and they played what I like to say was a special effort. It was the best effort we probably had of the season as far as the physical part of it, matching them with the physical part of it, and also being able at times to, you know, slow them down where they've been putting up a lot of points on the board. And it was a good high school football game to watch. Unfortunately, we came out on the back end of it. It was a 6-0 game late in the fourth quarter, and we had a chance inside the 10. And again, you know, sometimes a young team in a big game, a foolish penalty that didn't have to happen, that was the right call, a good call, you know, moved us back, and we couldn't just get in to tie it and maybe take the lead with the extra point. And they had a late fumble recovery,
you know,
for a score to make it 13-0. So it was a good high school football game. I was proud of the effort, but as I said, we got to mature a little bit more. I still think some maturity needs to be done to get that win in a big game, but it got us ready for a big game.
Well, I think people also have to understand Feehan is strong in everything, all sports. They're Division II, St. Mary's is Division VI. And the other thing is, you know, you held them to 13 points, and you talk about your offense sailing, you know, over the course of the season, but nobody has scored more than 14 points in a game against you guys. So real point of emphasis.
Defense. Yeah, I got to tell you, defensive obviously is the strength of our team, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, defensive line play and those guys at the second and third levels. They really play hard. We're quick to the ball. They really work at it. The coaching staff with the defense does a great job, and it's just we try to prepare them obviously the best we can, and sometimes the physical stuff you mismatch. But I'll tell you what, at times we felt like we were mismatched during the year, and we hung in there and, you know, and came out on top, obviously except for last week. But we like the direction we're going. We have obviously a huge first round playoff. The kids are excited, we're excited, because we want to see how we do with you know, a little bit more added pressure. We had pressure last week. Now it steps up one more. So.
Yeah, your bracket is really tough. There's no question. And you got
whole division, Rick, is you look at it up and down.
Yeah.
Talking to someone earlier today, it's just, you know, I mean, the Hudson team, they're scoring points. Their quarterback is really good. I haven't seen them play. I'm just what I read about and what I hear about. You know, Fairhaven returning, and they won a Super Bowl last year. They have pretty much the majority of their team back with the big fullback. There's a lot of people. And you got Swampscott back in it. You know, Norwell and the team we're playing this week, Sandwich. You put watch them on film. They're very physical. They're very, you know, compared to like a Stoneham team, you know, and Stoneham's in there. It's just, I think it's the toughest division to get through these brackets.
Yeah, you know, we've got to mention North Reading, Winthrop, and Linfield also.
Yeah, although, say, Linfield's having a great year. I haven't had a chance to see them play. It's just a loaded division, and, you know, Winthrop's always going to be tough, well-coached. So you just, you know, we'll see how it turns out, but it's going to be interesting. I think if you're an outside high school football fan looking in, you want to watch that division because you'll see some good games there.
All right, Coach, a couple of final questions here, and we're working late here on a Wednesday evening during the tournament week, the opener on Friday evening, and you have to go down to Sandwich. But let me ask you a little bit about your expectations for this team. In other words, when you started the season first day and now to where you are, what are you most happy about in terms of improvement? Because every coach always talks about improvement. Where have you seen your guys improve? What makes you happy about that?
Well, I think the compete level from last year to this year with those guys stepping up, I think that they understand what football's about and how you have to compete day in and day out and, you know, and practice in the game and obviously, you know, preparing for it. It's a compete level there, and they've learned how to compete a little bit, you know, more better than we did last year, I think, at times. And I think that shows how we played during the year, you know. And then on the second part of it is just making the commitment they made to the off season, getting this the position we're in now. And if I was to tell you that we were going to be 7-1 going to playoffs, I would say that's probably not going to be the case. But as the year get going, and we said we had the chance and to make some noise, and like I tell the kids now, every game you played is like a one game season.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the past and the future, and just focus on the now. And worry about each play in each quarter. And our guys have done a good job doing that.
All right, finally, Coach, the attitude in practice this week, and what do you expect from Sandwich?
Well, Sandwich is going to be a ball control, power, you know, power offense. Like I said, they're very similar to Stoneham. They run that offense nice. They're a very physical football team. I'm sure that we're going down there. They're going to be a tough place to play. And I know they're excited. And, you know, it's an 8-9 matchup. I think that tells you how good the league is, how good the division is based on how we're a 9 seed, they're an 8 seed, and in some other divisions we might be a little bit better. So with that said, we're going to have a physical game, and I think it'll be something that comes down to the fourth quarter.
Sean, very excited for you guys. Bring home a win to the North Shore, will you?
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right. Hope to talk to you soon. Thank you, Coach.
All right, my man.
All right. Bye-bye. That is St. Mary's football coach, St. Mary's High School football coach, Sean Driscoll. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.